There is a program of God that produced this church. What is the program? The church of Jesus Christ has departed from the faith of the apostles. Apostle Paul said, examine yourself if you be in the faith. The church of Jesus Christ departed from the faith. I always say it. If you are sincere with yourself, if you are sincere with yourself, and you study the Bible, and you take your eyes away and look at what is happening in Christendom today, if you are sincere, oh, I say sincere, you will ask questions. And you will soon find the answer that the church has departed from the apostolic faith. What you see today is not the original church that started on the day of Pentecost. But nobody can defeat the purpose of God. He said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. He will think he has succeeded. Satan thought he has finished mankind through Adam and Eve, what they did in the Garden of Eden. But God was looking at them. Before there is a problem, God has provided the solution. Does that mean something to anybody here? No. No, it's a nugget. It's a nugget. Before there is any problem around you, every true child of God, I'm talking about the children of God. How many of them are here? Thank you. Put down your hand. Before there is any problem that will come to you, a solution has already been provided. So that you will understand why the Bible says Christ, Jesus Christ, was crucified from the foundation of the world. Before Adam and Eve was created, Jesus Christ was already crucified. Why? Through foreknowledge. Jesus Christ was crucified in the mind of God that he will be the one, knowing in advance that Satan will try to disturb his program on earth here, knowing that as he will be creating Adam and Eve, Satan through serpent will come to scatter it, knowing in advance, he also provided the crucifixion of Jesus Christ to bring us back to what he has intended it to be. You cannot defeat the purpose of God. Hey, somebody shout, Satan, you're a liar. Say very loud. Before there is a problem, there is a solution. Hallelujah. My reverend doctors of divinity cannot understand why the last chapter, the last verse in the Old Testament, the last prophet that we know recorded in the Old Testament, the book of Malachi, the prophecy of Malachi, as he was ending the Old Testament, he said, behold, I send Elijah the prophet. Hallelujah. Before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. He said he will do two things. Turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to the fathers. Lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Listen, church. No doctor of divinity knows the meaning of that prophecy. That is the greatest mystery in Christianity today. It is the ministry of restoration. God was going to use an anointing to turn the heart of the apostolic children. We are the children of the apostolic fathers. Turn our heart back to their faith. And he did it through the ministry of William Marion Abraham. That's why we sing that song. God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are made of.
Lord.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Original. Original Christianity. Original faith. Back to the Bible. Back to the apostolic. Oh, the Son of Man. The original. Our eyes of understanding. Our eyes of understanding. He has opened. To jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God. Who's original? Oh, the original.
The original. The original one. It was I believe.
The Son of Man
is revealed that devil's sin will be on them.
The original, the original. I want to say something, that's why I'm doing this, to help us. How many people love my prophecy? I'm a prophet. Hey, you like my prophecy? Don't worry, I will not go that way. I will not go that way. Where will they go? The area that you don't like, I'm not going that side. Sister, relax. I'm not going that way. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to, if you catch this thing, I want to tell you now. Amen. You will travel, you will go home boldly. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't even know how special you are. Because you don't know who you are. And you don't know who you are because you don't know what God is doing now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When they say God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this age. He didn't say to his church in this age. He didn't say to the church. He qualified to the bride. Revelation chapter 19. He said the marriage of the Lamb has come and the bride has made herself ready.